You're tuned in to The Daily Shift. This is Clutch, and you are here on Outside the Box Radio. Almost messed up the intro. And, of course, Loki is in the building. What's up, Loki?
Hello. It's been a while.
It has been. And you are back, actually, in time because, of course, as the listeners know, as I've been hinting at last week and announced yesterday, of course, the Mother's Day free raffle giveaway has taken place or already started. So whenever you hear that song Halo by Beyonce right here on Jukebox Radio, all you have to do is call in 1-833-723-4629 and we will go ahead and enter you into the free raffle giveaway. You can call in as many times as you hear that song. So whenever you hear it, give us a call. We enter you and you are good to go. Loki, it took about like an hour to set up the show.
We went through about two or three phones.
Yeah, we went through a lot of phones. Like, we were just like, it was literally just me saying hello and then Loki trying to figure out why he couldn't hear me. Well, he could hear
me fine.
Yeah, he blew my eardrum out. Like when the phone rang, the doo doo doo, like my ear went out. Like I think I went blind a little bit too.
Starts in colors.
Half of my brain just gave out after that noise. It was like, what is that? Okay, we're done.
You're gonna have PTSD if the Skype ringtone.
You know, you reminded me of a cyanide and happiness video that they made. It was like a bird making like a phone. It was like this is literally the joke. The bird was making a phone call ringtone or whatever. Check it out. It's hilarious. Like, it's pretty much this scenario. Maybe a little bit exaggerated. Just a little bit, though.
Are we so earnest? We're trying to keep this a bit lighthearted for Mother's Day. You know, them sketches are quite dark.
Right? Literally, cyanide and happiness. But happiness is in there. It's. Don't let your children watch that. Don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I mentioned it. Now it's already in their mind. You're gonna have to check their YouTube.
I can literally see the drawing in my head. It's like, oh dear.
I don't want to know what that drawing in your head looks like. I imagine it's unreasonably violent.
But it's probably right. You know what the comics are like.
I do. And actually, that reminds me of something. Speaking of unreasonably violent, what is too much? That was a great segue. No matter how you look at it, that was. So if you were to take like medicine of some kind, what side effect is too much? Like, what's too much of a side effect for you? Like, I mean, because I was like watching a commercial and I was like, you could go through this, and this. And I was like, do I really want to get rid of my cold? Is this cold really bothering me that badly? Like you could have a seizure. Your leg could fall off. So another side effect is your heart stops beating and then you become a vampire. What? Okay, that doesn't sound too bad, but you're one of the bad vampires. Oh, okay. Well, then it knows what kind of vampire. Like, when side effects get too detailed, it's like, all right, your foot's going to turn purple and then it's going to turn green and then orange and then it'll be back to normal. Maybe. What? Maybe. Like, what's too much for you, Loki?
I don't really take that much medicine, but I guess it can be controversial potentially because there is a huge side effects with without getting into too much detail and annoying some part of the population. Females take a certain drug sometimes.
Oh.
To control certain things.
Oh. Even I was like, where is he going with this?
So that's quite controversial. So I'm just like, I don't want to offend people here, because a lot of male population don't have to take that, or there isn't equipment yet.
I wouldn't want it. I will say this: women endure a lot. Kudos, kudos to women, because I don't know if I'd be able to. First of all, giving birth. I'm not going through that. I wouldn't ever go through that. Like, immediately, if I, like, in school, it was like, oh, well, this is birth, I'd be like, well, then I'm out. Like, I'm not doing that. I'd be like, I'm not doing that. No, absolutely not. That looks painful. Why would I sign up for that? It's like, they'd be like, well, you could adopt. And I was like, let's do that one then. Like, why would I voluntarily sign myself up for that? Kudos to women. Strong. As ever, and like you said, like that medicine, I don't think I'd ever want to take that medicine either. I don't know.
Well, it's a nice segue for mothers.
This is the greatest segment ever. This one has all the love and care that people need to hear. But it just goes as a testament, like, it's tough being a mom, you know? It starts off tough. You know, and even beforehand, you know, like you said, like, it starts with the medication. It's like, am I going to do this? And then on top of that, like, I've heard women talk about the cramps. I don't like hearing about it, because it's like, it looks like you're in pain. And like, now I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. Do I massage your belly? Do you want a massage? Like, I don't like a couple hot water. I don't know what to do. All you want to do is help and make it better, but then you don't know how to. So it's panicky for the man, but like, the woman is going through it, and then I don't know. I'm giving up. Whenever that happens, just pretend you're dead.
We get the man flu, then we're just like, oh, we've got the man flu. I'm just like, nothing. It's like, we in the man flu, we're just like, oh, we can't leave the bed for 2 days. They get cramps. We're just like, ah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. No, that's the best part. That's how women will never let you know they're in pain. Like, every woman, like, stands tall and just, like, walks through the street like nothing's happening. And it's like, inside, they're like, a monster is, like, trying to break free. Oh, my gosh. I'd let it show every single day. Like, what's wrong with you? I'm on it. I'd be yelling at strangers,
throwing frying pans. Why is the TV not turning on? Why is the water too cold?
Why is this TV not turning on? Because you're in a movie theater, man. Like, the movie's over. I'm on it. That would be my excuse for everything, though. I would never not use that as an excuse. Or I would just say I'm pregnant.
I couldn't hack it. I would not be able to hack it at all.
No, I think you and I, like, we would never be able to muster being a woman. Oh, like,
we're definitely the weaker sex.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, no matter how, and then on top of that, now women are like bodybuilding. Like, I don't know what to do. It's like, well, now, like, that was all I had. I was like, that was all I had. And now, like, now if you're doing it, it's like, well, I don't have anything now. So I'm just gonna, no, I'll just take a seat back here. Just let me know if you need me.
Like, I can still reach the top shelf for you.
No, you got me thrown. The top shelf is where is all we have left. Once they get rid of that top shelf and, like, start having that thing where you can, like, just, like, well, oh, they already have it, the grabbers. Once people start having those grabbers, like, they're Green Arrow and pulling out their back. You know what folks need to, like, pull out? They need to pull out their phones and call 1-833-723-4629 so that way they can enter the competition or the free raffle giveaway whenever they hear Halo by Beyonce. You don't want to miss that. You are tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio. This is your daily shift. Keep it locked. Your daily shift, and you are tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio on Jukebox Radio. So, with that being said, we do have some questions of the day. Loki, are you ready for this?
Yeah. I think.
No, please sound more enthusiastic about this segment.
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh my gosh. But the question of the day, I like this one. Because I think a lot of people can relate to it. And I think we should probably give people some information on what to do afterwards. So, how do you not invite someone, or have you ever been not invited, or have you ever not been invited to?
I guess it depends what kind of event it is. It's probably a good way to start, maybe.
Like, how would you not invite someone? I would probably just, I don't know, like, I don't think I've ever, like, encountered someone where I've been like, no, I don't want them here. Actually,
I have been. I'm just like, nah, I don't like that person.
Of course, Loki, you know what? We all know you have. At one point or another, you've been like, I don't want that person here. I would believe it. But I don't know. I've been in that predicament where, like, I don't know whether someone's been invited or not, where, like, an extra friend is trying to come. I've been to that. I've been in that awkward situation. It's like, should we call them and see if it's okay? No, it's fine. It's fine. No, well, you say that because it's not your place. It's like, of course you say it's fine. I need to know. Loki, if you were to say, like, someone's not invited, would you tell that person, or would you just, like, tell the friend, like, hey, don't bring them?
It depends who. Like, if I know the person,
you met them once, but... and they like, I don't know, they spilled gazpacho all over your shirt. And it was your favorite shirt.
It depends who's bringing them along, or who you invited them initially. Like,
it's your twin brother. Your twin brother is bringing them. But you don't like this person. It was a lot of.
I no longer have a twin brother. Disown him.
Disown him, and now they both can't come to the party.
It's like, this, never liked him anyway. I was feeling a better twin brother.
I never liked him. Wow. Where did this unbridled hate for this twin brother come from? This fictional twin brother. Oh my gosh.
I've had this weird conversation recently where it's just like, I know this will happen in the future. Like, if I were to get married in the future, I know my parents will probably want to invite certain parents, but I don't want their kids to be there. If that makes any sense. So my parents would invite their friends, but their children are about the same age as me, but I wouldn't want some of them there.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so you wouldn't want... Okay, but... So your parents... But, like, I get what you're saying. So, like, they're family friends, but you're like, don't bring them. Why would your parents bring, like, another family's child?
See, this is where it's a touchy subject for, in my scenario, because I know them, and I used to be friends with them. If that makes any sense. As in, I used to be friends with the family friends.
Like,
children.
Years ago, or was this, like, recent?
Recent enough.
Recent enough? Jeez. So now there's no communication. Well, maybe this party would be the best. Maybe this fictional party would be the best way to, like, reconnect.
No, I'm just like, yeah, no, I do not want to associate myself with them again.
I would definitely throw a party and purposely stick I would make sure that you like all didn't see each other. And then like I'd be like at 4 o'clock, I'd tell everyone else but you all, I'd be like, at 4 o'clock, everyone go outside, there's gonna be a surprise. There's not gonna be a surprise, I'm just gonna go home. but at that time, only you all would be left in the room. I'm gonna close the door, lock it. You guys are gonna bang on the window, it's gonna be bulletproof, you guys can't leave. We'll let you out probably the next day if I don't forget.
that sounds like something I saw or something.
No, there's gonna be like a fireplace. Like, you can't leave.
Like a jigsaw, but it's, or something.
You can't leave, but it looks nice. Like, saw, it's it looks like, all dirty. Nothing's clean. At least here, it's clean. I don't know why you would saw your leg off. Like, we're gonna probably let you out the next day. I like how I keep throwing the word probably in there.
It's like the key is behind your eye. You please use this to get your.
How would I get the key behind your eye? Maybe under your skin or something. Like, I wouldn't even like do something that elaborate. I'd leave it somewhere very obvious. Like, you know, when you lose your cell phone or like, where did I put my cell phone? It's in your hand. I'm going to leave the key like, and I'm just going to hand you the key. And then like, yeah, just save that key for later. And you're going to put it down somewhere. It doesn't matter. You're going to be like, where did I put the key? I'm going to literally hand you the key. And you're going to lose it. That's what's going to happen.
It's like ultimate mind games.
Yes. It's going to be like a flashback. I don't know why there would be a flashback in your own eyes, but there's going to be a flashback where you put the key down before. And then it's going to zoom out, right? It's going to zoom out of the house. Oh, my gosh. But no, that would be the perfect Saw 24 movie, whatever movie they're on at this point. I have no idea. The last one had Chris Rock in it. We were just talking about Chris Rock.
We can't repeat what we said, but I think people know what we're talking about.
They have no idea.
I mean, Chris Rock, Academy.
We were talking about his 2002 special. I don't know if he had a special in 2002. So that shows you which one is more feasible, what Loki's saying or what I'm saying. But no, what is feasible is the facts that we have coming up. You don't want to miss what we have. We have some interesting facts that they actually really are interesting. There's a few of them, and you don't want to miss what we have coming up. Of course, once again, all you have to do is just listen out for that song, Halo by Beyonce. Call in and we will go ahead and enter you as an entrant. So that way you can get in that, like, I don't know how many times you're going to be able to sign up, but it's going to be a lot. The more your name is in there, the better your chances are. And if you want to just go ahead and give a shout out, you can message us on Instagram, DailyShift4. Daily Shift and then the number 4. And that's on Instagram. Let us know what you want us to say. Give a shout out to your mom or just to enter the competition when you hear Halo by Beyonce. This is your Daily Shift. I'm Clutch and you are tuned in with Loki and I. Right here on Outside the Box Radio. You don't want to miss what we have. Keep it locked. You're tuned in right here to The Daily Shift. I'm Clutch. And of course, Loki is in the building. What's up, Loki?
Hello, hello.
And we have the facts coming up for you right here, right now, actually. And, of course, that is Cloudy's favorite segment. Which means, yes, the fireworks, the lightning, the applause, all of that is going on. As we get into these facts, and actually, these are really interesting, as we've come to find out. Loki, do you want to lead in? Do you want me to lead in? How do you want to proceed?
Yes, on the whole thing about Mother's Day, you sent me this poster and I was really confused. I was just like, Mother's Day? I'm like, what?
that
so
was
hear me out.
So yeah, I sent okay, as you all know, I introduced the poster on Instagram Monday, and I also sent it to Loki and also Cloudy and also other members of the show, so that way they had the information that they needed, and also other stations, so that way they knew what's going on. But Loki, why was this Loki, why was this specifically confusing for you?
See, we have our Mother's Day on it's already passed. It's on the 27th of March. But you have yours on
May 8th.
So I was like, why are you sending me this when it's already passed? I was like, this is some kind of some sick joke.
Our April Fools is our April 1st is actually celebrated on
May the 1st.
That's not even the crazy part. Like, so okay, apparently we celebrate it, and I'll say that, because remember the Father's Day thing too. That was really confusing. Yeah.
So we have the same Father's Day on like 19th of June, but our Mother's Days are completely different. Apparently there's 10 different Mother's Days in the world, which is bizarre.
Which is okay, so that leads us into the facts. Where are you finding these facts from?
Currently this is twinkle.co.uk. That's a UK site. And it's dates of Mother's Days around the world.
And what are the days of Mother's Days, and where are those celebrated?
I'll try to give you a rundown, but some of them have a lot of history. So the most common one is the second Sunday of May, which US celebrates, Hong Kong celebrates. A lot of the countries celebrate on the second Sunday of May. But the UK is different. We decide to do it on the fourth Sunday of Lent. I don't know why.
It was Loki's decision. It was clearly Loki. Loki would do anything to be more complicated than the rest of the world. It was like, if they're celebrating it on the 8th, then I want it on. That's not the joke that we went with. Well, correction, that I said earlier. But that's the joke that I'm going to go with now. But no, I
think... There's other ones. There is one for Norway on the second Sunday of February. And there's another one on the 8th of March, which contains Russia, Serbia, Vietnam, and another host of kind of...
Wow, that's a whole 2 months. Countries. March 8th?
Yeah, they're kind of... They seem like the old kind of USSR kind of countries, which is... That's Soviet Union countries, they seem like.
That's just so, like March 8th. Wow. 2 months later. I mean, for them, they're like, well, May 8th. Like, they're looking at, like, May 8th? Why so late in the year? We're looking at March 8th. Like, why so early in the year? Huh? Why so early? Why so late?
There's one on the 21st of March, which has, like, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan. They seem like Middle Eastern kind of countries.
I don't know. Speaking of Middle Eastern countries, like, when it comes to swimming and things like that, I've always wondered, like, different swimwear looks like across the world. I mean, of course, everyone knows the bikinis and things like that. But apparently, and I get this from Lawyers Mutual, NC.com, Lawyers Mutual, NC.com, and... So I found out that the most expensive swimsuit in the world is $30 million. That bikini made with more than 150 carats of flawless Steinmetz diamonds set in platinum. Jesus. Oh, my gosh. So apparently they're doing things different in different places. So I'm wondering who's just like, why not? A 30,000 bikini. It's like, well, aren't you only going to wear it once? Who cares? Why is this person from Jersey? But no, like, that's ridiculous. I wonder, like, what, like, I mean, obviously different cultures, different, like, I mean, if you look at somebody who dresses from New York and then look at somebody who dresses from Florida, they would be able to tell you, well, probably more than likely they'd be able to tell you which one's from Florida, which one. is not. All you'd have to look for is the crazy person. I can say that because I'm from Florida. Just saying, I can say that.
Hashtag council culture.
No one's gonna cancel me for Florida. They're gonna be like, eh, who cares? Why is every one of my characters from Jersey all of a sudden? Like, eh, I've been watching too much Seinfeld. That's what it is. Oh my gosh. If you haven't seen Seinfeld, it's hilarious. I do recommend it. I think it's on Netflix. And if not, then I don't know. Find a way to watch a few clips on YouTube. I'm sure the YouTube algorithm will hand it over to you. I've seen more things confusing on YouTube. And that actually leads me to my next thing. Actually, it doesn't. I don't know how my next fact is related to this. This is once again, ladies and gentlemen, another segment. This is the facts off the rails. These are the Daily Shift facts on Tuesday off the rail. My last fact. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, well, you know what? I think this is a... I'm going to need one of our Brazilian listeners to confirm this for me or not. The word thong means dental floss in Brazil.
Would you care to elaborate?
No, that's all I have. That's the whole sentence.
I would say why maybe I don't want to go into that loophole or that dark hole.
Loki, I can tell you what it's like when you start digging that hole. There's no way out. There's no way out, buddy. I'm telling you right now, there's only one way with that hole. You got to keep digging.
We'll cut our losses.
Yeah. I'm going to spare you. I'm going to do what no one ever does for you. I'm going to help you out and just end that there. But you know it's not going to end until May 6th at least. That's going to be the free giveaway raffle that we're doing for Mother's Day. You don't want to miss your chance to win a Grubhub gift card or an Instacart gift card. I do have those ready to hand out for ladies and gentlemen, whoever listens and who's ever willing to help their mom get that gift. You know, it's hard, especially in this time of, 2022, where we're still social distancing. Like, you know, it's still a little bit difficult. So this is the perfect gift. You know, people can have it delivered, their food delivered, or just groceries or whatever. Just help them out, especially on Mother's Day. Show them that you care. Or if you want to suggest, give a shout out, we can do that for you too. This is your Daily Shift. You're tuned in on Outside the Box Radio. You don't want to miss anything. Keep it locked right here. You should see the world. Promise I could take your bitch. I'll ride in an old school Chevy. Not invite someone, or have you ever been not invited, or have you ever not been invited somewhere?
I guess it depends what kind of event it is. It's probably a good way to start, maybe.
Like, how would you not invite someone? I would probably just, I don't know. Like, I don't think I've ever like encountered someone where I've been like, no, I don't want them here. Actually,
I have been. I'm just like, nah, I don't like that person.
Of course, Loki, you know what? We all know you have. At one point or another, you've been like, I don't want that person here. I would believe it, but I don't know. I've been in that predicament where, like, I don't know whether someone's been in. You're tuned in right here to the Daily Shift on Outside the Box Radio, and it doesn't get any better than this, ladies and gentlemen, because we do have the top 40 hits and the Mother's Day free raffle giveaway. Only here can you catch events and things like that. So why miss out? Loki, what's up?
What's down?
Well, it was almost you last segment. You was almost about to dig a hole, buddy. It was almost you.
I will continue.
You folks don't see it right now, but he has one of those hard hats on with a flashlight on it, and also gloves and a shovel. He's ready to go. No,
two middle earth.
Two men. What? Two men are alive middle down earth. There. I thought you were gonna say like two men are alive down there. Like I got. Like I thought you were gonna go off on this whole tangent.
Let's just leave it at that.
But I do want to say that I you know what I had to leave. You know what I had to leave? Harry Potter. I mean, not Harry Potter, but like Fantastic Beasts. I don't know if you know that the Fantastic Beasts and the Secrets of Dumbledore, that is finally out in theaters. And I couldn't watch it because every time, I've only gone to the theaters once to try to watch it, but I went in the middle of a day and it was a weekday. So I avoided the crowd of the children and stuff like that. And lo and behold, as soon as I get to the front and order a ticket or about to order a ticket, I'm like, hey, what seats are available? Because you have to place your seats. A family pulls in behind me in a car and pulls up to the curb. And I just hear them wailing babies. Like,
it's music to my ears.
Music to your ears. It was it was nothing but shrills to mine. It was just them wailing babies. Nothing against babies, but I don't want them wailing babies in the movie theater with me. Like, and it was like a whole family too. Now, why did I stop ordering the ticket? You say they could have been going to watch anything. First of all, Fantastic Beasts is like for like it's PG-13, so they were all good. There was a good chance they were going to see that. But if it wasn't enough, as soon as they got out of the car, so what's that movie called again? Oh, Harry Potter and Dumbledore. I was like, nope, forget it. I don't want the ticket anymore, man. Forget it. I heard them wailing babies. I was like, forget it. Forget it. I was like, there's no way.
You sound like you have full R2-D2. You sound like you have full R2-D2. In Star Wars.
Yeah. People are like, did he audition for R2-D2? Did he? I could have totally played that part. I could have totally pulled it off. But no, I prefer to see movies like, because I know how it gets. I don't want to hear, like, there's no way jokes that you heard in the commercial are still funny. Like, you've been hearing that same joke for a month and you're still laughing. No one is like that, dude. Like, come on. I don't know. I'm getting antsy about like seeing the movie itself. So it's like, I want to see it. But then whenever I go there, it's just like, I'm not going to be able to focus. I want to be able to sit down, enjoy it without having to hear, like, what did he say? And the most important thing I want to tell you, Harry Potter. Wham! What did he just say? What did he say? And of course, that's going to lead up to the ultimate battle. What? That's not fair. Can you guys go and
rewind? Can I get a rewind?
Exactly. Rewind.
You bring your remote with you. Come on.
There's a button that says "In case of dim wailing babies." In case,
I would say like you would say a certain Amazon assistant, because if I say the Amazon assistant, probably trigger off some.
Oh, you mean Alexa?
Don't do that. You're gonna trigger off so many things.
Half the listeners, Alexa, just yes. How can I help? How can I help? Yes. How can I? How may I assist you?
See, that's why you blanked out that art.
Hey Alexa, play the Daily Shift.
Oh.
They're already tuned in. All I've done is just make them go back to the beginning of the show.
And they play it again, then it goes back to a certain point and plays it again. It's an infinite loop.
And now we are two listeners down. Like somebody, like whoever I just rewinded it for, like they're like, you know what, that's it.
I'm out. Just like when you're like in the cinema, just out. I don't want to buy that ticket anyway.
As we, by the way, in the background, if you don't know, that's Will Singe. Like, if you haven't heard, go on YouTube and like listen to his amazing thing. He has albums and things like that for people to check out. It just gets better and better for him. Like, he's amazing. So check that out. Also, I wanted to check out, The Batman. The Batman is also on HBO Max. If you haven't checked that out yet, that is the perfect time to. Have you seen The Batman, the new one?
Yes, with Robert Pattinson.
Yes! Okay, so what did you think? Because I need to get this off my chest. There's no way.
As in good, bad, or anything in particular?
So what did you think about the movie? On a scale of 1 to 10, what did you give it? I've already rated it.
I think it's good for like a reboot.
My problem with it was he sucked at everything he did. Like, Catwoman was solving the crimes for him. By the way, there's going to be a spoiler. There's no spoilers, but I mean, like when they were on the roof, and Catwoman was like, blah, 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 blah. And then Batman looked surprised, like, whoa. Like, it was who? Like, he guessed it wrong. And then Catwoman was like, no, it's this person. And then Batman was like, what? And it was like, what do you mean? You're Detective Batman. You're supposed to know that. And then, like, then the whole fighting thing, I mean, it was cool. But I was like, Batman, like, if I get it, they were, like, making Batman like more realistic, but Batman's a cartoon character. He's not supposed to get beat up. Like, I get he gets shot and stuff like that and bounces off the armor. Ooh, cool effects, but it's like, well, go back and like actually, like, Batman's not, you know, he's not one to get punched by, like, he's not gonna be tired of beating up like the normal thugs, because at the end of the day he knows Joker is on the other end of that door, so he has to go and fight him or whoever he has to go and face, you know? It's like, so if he's already tired and he's just taking out five thugs, you know what I mean? It's not, it's not going to be, it's not, like, if I were there and watching Batman fight, I'd be like, are you good? Like, do you need, like, I have some water, bro. Like,
bruh.
Bruh. Bruh. It looked like you need some water, bro. Like,
some fine H2O.
You need some of the, he needs like one of those really good water bottles that'll be like pH level 7 or whatever with electrolytes.
He needs Voss
and,
water.
Voss.
That's what he needs.
He needs Voss water. What you need, ladies and gentlemen, what you need to do is you need to call in so that way you can get in your request. And when you've got those in, you can also get in shout outs for Mother's Day, and also get in an entry to win an Instacart or Grubhub gift card, so that way you can go ahead and say thank you to your mother in some way, shape, or form. All you have to do is just give a call, 1-833-723-4629, whenever you hear the song Halo by Beyonce, and we'll be able to hook you up an entry, so that way you have a better chance to win. You don't want to miss it. This is your Daily Shift. You're tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio, and it doesn't get any better because we have your top 40 hits right here. You don't want to miss a beat. Keep it locked.